This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told CNN television on Sunday that he is ready to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he warned if any negotiation attempts fail, it could mean the fight between the two countries would lead to a broader war. He said to CNN, "I'm ready for negotiations with him. I was ready for the last 2 years, and I think that without negotiations, we cannot end this war." If negotiations fail, he said the likely outcome is what he called a third world war. Meanwhile, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko posted a video taken of a bombed-out area of Kyiv. He noted that one of the buildings in the area was a kindergarten, and she also showed a nearby bomb crater. He said there were no fatalities in this particular bombing, but noted that cars were burned out and a couple of people, he said, had been hospitalized. He said the Russians want to terrify people. He added, they won't succeed. Authorities in Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv say at least 5 civilians have been killed in the latest Russian shelling. Regional police in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, said the victims of the Russian artillery attack early on Sunday included a 9-year-old boy. Kharkiv has been besieged by Russian forces since the start of the invasion and has come under a relentless barrage. A bipartisan delegation of U.S. lawmakers are visiting Poland, as they say the most urgent need in Ukraine's fight against a Russian invasion is to equip the Ukraine military and support it in every way so it can defend the country's independence. The 7-member delegation led by Congressman Stephen Lynch and you're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Sunday she plans to review COVID-19 restrictions on Monday. This comes just days after she acknowledged that many financial institutions were losing patience with coronavirus policies. The Chinese-ruled city has some of the most stringent COVID-19 rules in the world, with a ban on flights from 9 countries, including Australia and Britain. Then the hotel quarantine of up to 2 weeks for incoming travelers. The city has also imposed a ban on gatherings of more than 2 people. While most public venues are closed, including beaches and playgrounds, face masks are compulsory, and there is no face-to-face learning for students. On Saturday, authorities reported a 3-week low number of cases, 16,597 new COVID cases. That was down from more than 20,000 a day earlier. President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, will face sharp questions from Republican lawmakers this coming week about the work she did as a public defender representing 4 Guantanamo Bay detainees. Some Republicans say Jackson has a record of what they say is defending terrorists, and they plan to raise questions about it at her Senate hearings that begin Monday. But some prominent Republicans have previously defended those who represented Guantanamo detainees, saying ensuring everyone has access to a lawyer is a fundamental part of the American legal system. Jackson has written that under the ethics rules that apply to lawyers, an attorney has a duty to represent her clients zealously, no matter what their own views are. The Vatican has released the document laying out Pope Francis's long-awaited reform of the Holy See bureaucracy. It emphasizes the missionary aspect of the Catholic Church, greater roles for the laity, and gives new institutional weight to efforts to fight clerical sex abuse. The 54-page text is titled Proclaiming the Gospel, and it replaces the founding constitution Pastor Bonus, penned by St. John Paul II in 1988. Francis was elected Pope in 2013, in large part on his promise to reform the bulky and inefficient Vatican bureaucracy. The system acts as the organ of central governance for the 1.3 billion strong Catholic Church. He named a cabinet of cardinal advisors who have met periodically since his election to help him draft these changes. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to CNN on Sunday. He said he's ready to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he said if talks fail, this could lead to broader war. Marissa Miller.